Special Olympic World Games are for competitors with intellectual and mental disabilities. Just like the regular Olympics, the games open with the lighting of the huge torch from a flame that's been carried around the world by these special athletes. And if you've ever watched that part of the torch run, you likely had tears in your eyes because the courage and the determination and the hope on the faces of these particular runners is awesome. They personify the Special Olympic Oath, which is, let me win. But if I can't win, let me be brave in the attempt. And as the torch is carried around the world, runners encounter all kinds of discouraging weather and difficult circumstances, but they don't quit. And they don't quit because the torch they carry is called the Flame of Hope. This is Daily Hope, and I'm Rick Warren.
Today on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren, we continue in our series called The Invisible War. In these lessons, we'll take an in-depth look at the unseen world of good and evil and how the spiritual side of life directly impacts our day-to-day existence in ways we never imagined. If you've ever had the sinking suspicion that there are unseen spiritual forces working against you, you're going to want to stay with us, because in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a special 7-session DVD series and workbook from Pastor Rick called The Invisible War, Winning the Battle Against Temptation. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Set Free From Me.
The Bible says that when you get to heaven, you're going to get rewarded. You will be rewarded for how well you did with what you were given. What did you do with your time? What did you do with your money? What did you do with your influence? What did you do with your talents? Your time, your talents, your treasure. This is called the stewardship of life. And God has put stuff in your hands and you're a steward of it. You're going to be evaluated on that in heaven, and your rewards will be based on that. And you're going to be rewarded. But not only that, the Bible says you're going to be rewarded not just for how well a steward you were, you're going to be rewarded for what Jesus did. Did you know that? Look at that verse again. It says, and also we will possess with Christ what God has kept for him. Did you know that the Bible says that in heaven we are going to co-reign with Christ? We're going to be heirs with Christ from the Father. We're going to co-reign with Christ. The easiest way for me to explain that is imagine in heaven this giant theater sign, like a big Vegas sign that's flashing, that says, now starring for eternity, Jesus Christ, co-starring your name. That's what it means to share in Christ's glory. You're going to do that in heaven. So you need to focus not on your little pity, petty pain right now, but on the long-term benefits of doing the right thing and sharing in glory forever. Notice it says, the rest of that verse, for if we share Christ's suffering, we will also share his glory. I consider that what we suffer at this present time cannot be compared, in other words, to small potatoes, with all the glory that is going to be revealed in us, to us. He's saying, yeah, you know what? It's not always easy living for Christ. It's not always easy doing the right thing. It's not always easy making the moral decision. But the benefit long term is going to far outlast the pain. You need to focus long-term, not short-term. Now, practical example, Daniel plan. Daniel plan means you put up with short-term pain in exercise and eating and things like that for long-term benefits, and you don't give up. Same thing with Bible study, same thing with witnessing, same thing with tithing, giving of your money. You put up with short-term pain for long-term benefit. Focus on the long term, not short. If you're focusing all in short term, there's one word for it. It's foolish. It's foolish. If you're a college student, I beg you to not focus on the here and now, the parties and the fun and all that stuff, but focus on the long term, where you want to be. Number six. The sixth habit is to remind myself that God is good and in control. This is an application of what the Bible teaches in Romans chapter 8. This is how God sets us free from the self-destructive weapon of bitterness. Remind myself that God is good and in control. And you need to remind yourself of that over and over and over and over and over every single day. Now, I don't have time to get into this, but in verses 19 to 25 of Romans chapter 8, Paul describes how sin has damaged the world. If I got into this, the sermon would be twice as long. We don't have time to get into it. So let me just summarize. In verses 19 to 25, Paul says, everything in the world is broken. Everything in the world has lost its original purpose. Everything in the world is suffering. Everything in the world is in pain. And everything in the world is frustrated because sin broke it all down. Everything is frustrated. In fact, look at this verse on the screen, verse 20. Everything created is subject to frustration, waiting to be liberated, set free from me, waiting to be liberated from its bondage to decay. All of creation groans in pain like childbirth, and we groan inwardly. We're going, oh man, this is tough, this is hard, this is difficult. Why is life so hard? It says the environment is groaning. I think earthquakes, and I think, you know, hurricanes, and I think all the wacky weather. Is the environment groaning because it's broken? And we groan in pain because relationships are broken. And later you're going to find out that the Holy Spirit groans in pain for you. There are three groans in this chapter. Now, he says that the result of living in a broken world is pain, and the result of pain is bitterness. And that's a self-destructive weapon. When I look out and I go, he's got a nicer house than I do. She's got a better job than I do. How come her kids are like that? How come my... And you start comparing, and you start getting envious, and you start getting jealous, and then people hurt you, and you get bitter, and you get... grudges, and you get resentful. That's a pain that's going to eat you up. You got to learn how to deal with that weapon of self-destruction. And the way you do it is remind yourself that God is good and in control. That God is good and in control. The result of living in a broken world is pain, and the result of pain is bitterness. And as a result, we get bitter inside. And we start getting resentful, and we say, life is unfair. Well, yeah, what else is new? Life is unfair. It's because it's broken. But the Bible says in Romans 8 that there are four things you need to remember to get over bitterness. Now, listen. Pain in your life is not optional, but misery is.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called Set Free from Me, from our series called The Invisible War. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
Do you want to live a victorious life? You can. Everyone is vulnerable to temptation, but few know how to fight it. From the moment we wake up, there's a spiritual war raging around us. In order to effectively fight this war and experience victory, we must be equipped with knowledge of the tactics that Satan uses to ensnare us. Learn the powerful defenses and comforts that God promises in the study kit called The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation. In this 7-session DVD series and workbook, Pastor Rick will teach you how to overcome the three main types of temptations that Satan uses to stumble believers: passions, possessions, and position. If you want to win the battle against temptation, it is critical that you know how to fight the surprisingly predictable ways that Satan will tempt you. The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation, is yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to rickwarren.org to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you have a smartphone or tablet, you can text the word DAILY to 313131.
And once again, here's Rick Warren.
The result of living in a broken world is pain, and the result of pain is bitterness. And that's a self-destructive weapon. When I look out and I go, he's got a nicer house than I do. She's got a better job than I do. How come her kids are like that? How come my... And you start comparing, and you start getting envious, and you start getting jealous, and then people hurt you, and you get bitter, and you get grudges, and you get resentful. That's a pain that's going to eat you up. You got to learn how to deal with that weapon of self-destruction. And the way you do it is remind yourself that God is good and in control. That God is good and in control. The result of living in a broken world is pain, and the result of pain is bitterness. And as a result, we get bitter inside. And we start getting resentful. And we say, life is unfair. Well, yeah, what else is new? Life is unfair. It's because it's broken. But the Bible says in Romans 8 that there are four things you need to remember to get over bitterness. Now, listen. Pain in your life is not optional, but misery is. Pain in your life is not... You're going to have pain in your life. It's called life. Suffering in your life is not optional. You're going to suffer. Misery is. Moaning is. Optional. Bitterness is optional. And you overcome bitterness by remembering four magnificent truths in Romans 8. Verse 26 and 27 says this. The Holy Spirit is praying for me. You write that down. The Holy Spirit is praying for me. That helps me overcome bitterness because no matter what I'm going through, I know God's on my side. He's praying for me. It says here, the Spirit helps us with our weakness. And we don't know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit Himself speaks to God for us. God's praying to Himself. He's talking to Himself about you. You say, how does God talk to Himself? Oh, you don't ever do that? You talk to yourself all the time. When God talks to Himself about you, that's called prayer. Okay? The Spirit of God, it says, prays for us and even begs God for us with deep feelings that words cannot explain. God sees what's in our hearts, and the Spirit speaks to God for His people in the way that God wants. So when you're, no matter what you're going through, the first thing He goes, you know what? Right now, the Holy Spirit is praying for me. That's cool. Second thing, God is using it all for good. That's the second thing I write, remember. God is using everything in my life for good. It's not all good, but He's using it all for good. The next verse says this. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who've been called according to His purpose. It's not all good, but God is using it all for good. God is greater than my problems. God is greater than my enemies. God is greater than my critics. And God is using it all for good in my life. Number three, God wants me to succeed. Did you know that? Did you know that God wants you to succeed? He doesn't want you to fail in your life. He wants you to succeed in your life. God is not against you. If you're a Christian, if you're a believer, God is for you. The Bible says in verse 31, so what can we say against such wonderful things, about such wonderful things, all the stuff we've talked about? What do we say about all these wonderful things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Remember, I'm in the family. My Father is God. And so God wants me to succeed. And finally, number four, God will give me what I need. When I'm feeling blue and when I'm feeling bitter, I need to remind myself that God is good. He's in control. His Spirit is praying for me. He's using everything for good in my life. He wants me to succeed, and He's going to give me what I need. Verse 32. Since God did not spare even His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, won't God who gave us Christ give us everything else? Wow. He said, if God loved you enough to let Jesus die on the cross for you, don't you think He loves you enough to help you with your debt? Don't you think He cares enough to help you with your health? Don't you think He cares about you when your face breaks out? There is nothing in your life that God doesn't care about. I threw that one in because it seems so ridiculous. There is nothing in your life that God doesn't care about. You got an upset tummy? God cares about it. He knows every hair on your head. God will give me what I need. If God didn't spare his son to solve my biggest problem, everything else is small potatoes. It's all minor to him. There's no big problem in your life. They're all small problems to God. Now finally, we come to the last habit you need to develop. These are all mental habits. You need to take this home, write it down, put it on your windshield of, windshield, so you can't see it, right? Put it on your mirror in your bathroom. Put it on your refrigerator. Put it on your visor in your car. So every day you can remind yourself to practice these seven habits that defeat the habits of self-destruction. And the seventh habit destroys the seventh enemy, which is insecurity. Now the fact is, when you feel insecure, it really messes up your life. And the worst fear that we have in insecurity is rejection. Many of you have experienced rejection. You felt it from your parents. Why can't you be like your sister or your brother? You felt rejected by kids on the playground, and they made fun of you, and they made up names. You felt rejected by a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Maybe you've been rejected by a spouse. And nothing hurts more than rejection. But one thing I can tell you this is, God's never going to reject you. And the seventh habit is this: trust that God will never stop loving me. Trust that God will never, never stop loving me. I'm in the family. He cannot not love his family. He will never stop loving me. Romans 8, 38 and 39 in the chapter. Now I'm convinced that nothing ever can ever separate us from his love. Death can't, life can't, the angels can't, demons can't. Satan can't separate you from God. Our fears for today, our worries about tomorrow, even the powers of hell can't keep God's love away. Whether we're high above the sky or in the deepest ocean, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. I may lose a lot of things in life, but I'll never lose my salvation. You can't lose it. Because nothing. Once you're in God's hand, he's not letting go of you. You may want to let go, but he's not letting go of you. You cannot lose your salvation. Now my question is this: do you belong to Christ? Because none of these things are true in your life unless you belong to Christ. Do you have the Holy Spirit in your life? You say, well, I don't know. Well, let's make certain of it right now. Let's bow our heads. And I'm going to pray a prayer as we close, and I'm going to ask you to pray it. Say this in your heart: Dear Jesus Christ, thank you for all that you did for me. Thank you that there's no condemnation in my life for all the sin I've done. You took that condemnation. Thank you that you did what the law couldn't do. Thank you that you destroyed sin's control. Thank you that you accomplished the law in my life. And my righteousness is nothing, but your righteousness is what ticket I get into heaven on. Help me to never forget what you did for me. And when I feel ashamed, let me remember what you did on the cross for me. Holy Spirit, I ask you to give me better thoughts. I want to switch mindsets. I don't want the mindset of self-destruction. I want the mindset of life and peace. I don't want to think my old ways. I want to think your new ways. I invite you to put thoughts in my mind all the time, for they are the truth. And help me to remember and realize that I have a new ability to say no. Lord, I used to just have willpower, but now I've got spirit power. I'm not obligated to give into those compulsions anymore. That if I ask you for help, you'll help me and give me the strength to say no. Thank you that no temptation is too strong. And when I'm afraid, help me to turn my thoughts to you. Help me to remember that I'm your child. And help me to cry out to you, Father, Daddy, I'm afraid. To focus on my Father, not my fears. And help me to focus on the long term, not the short term. You know the pain in my life. You know the suffering. I want you to use it for good. And I want you to use it for your glory. And I want to look and focus long term on eternity, not just the here and now. I want to do the right thing, not the easy thing. And when I start to get bitter and I feel life is unfair, and when I feel hurt, help me to remember that you, God, are good and you're in control. That you are praying for me. Thank you for doing that. That you are working all things for good. Thank you for doing that. That you are for me, not against me. Thank you for that. And that you didn't spare Jesus, and so you'll give us whatever we need. Thank you for that. Most of all, I thank you that you will never let go of me. You'll never stop loving me. You'll never reject me. Thank you that I cannot lose my salvation, no matter what else I lose on this planet. That you will never stop loving me. If you've never invited Jesus Christ in your heart, Jesus, say, I want you to be my Lord, my Savior. I want you to be the manager of my life. I don't understand it all, but I want to trust in you completely. Thank you for your grace to me. I want to love you for the rest of my life. And I ask you to accept me into your family by faith. In your name I pray. Amen.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Rick will be back in just a moment with an encouraging closing thought. Now, if you've missed any part of this message, you can listen online anytime at rickwarren.org. Oh, and while you're at the website, please be sure to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional. Listen to Rick's messages, click on his social media links, and check out all the other helpful study resources available to you. Again, it's rickwarren.org. And please be sure to tell your friends and loved ones about all these great resources. And thanks so much for supporting Daily Hope. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
You know, we all face temptations every day. It's a spiritual battle that takes place inside us. And it makes us vulnerable, particularly if we don't know how to fight it. To overcome temptation is absolutely essential that you know the tactics that Satan uses to trip us up. And it's vital to learn the biblical defenses that God gives us. He has told us in His Word how to handle and how to manage the attacks of Satan. Now, in order to help you learn how to respond to the predictable patterns that Satan uses to tempt you, I've created a study kit called The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation. This kit, The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation, includes a DVD with 7 different sessions and a simple booklet that will help you learn how to overcome and defeat temptation in your life. You really need this. In the series, I will teach you the 3 kinds of temptation, God's antidote to temptation, and even how to avoid temptation in the first place. It is a study guide that you can use by yourself, but you'll actually get more out of it if you'll gather a small group of friends together and study it together as a small group. Now, I want to send you the Invisible War, Winning the Battle for Temptation study kit as my gift to say thanks for your support of Daily Hope with your financial gift. You know, we can't do this without you. And your generosity helps us take the hope of Christ into places all around the world, and now to places that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ. You can visit rickwarren.org, www.rickwarren.org, or you can call my staff at 1-800-600-5004. If you'll be a supporter, if you'll help me out, if you'll join my team, call 1-800-600-5004. And we'd love to pray for you at the same time. Thanks for listening today, and thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Be sure to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.